This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. Confirmation hearings began this week for the man President Bush has chosen to be ambassador to Iraq, John Negroponte. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee peppered him with questions and encouragement in yesterday's session. Here's committee member Bill Nelson, a Democrat from Florida.
I think unanimously this committee gives you its best wishes. And our hopes and prayers go with you, because I don't think we have any choice. We have to be successful in Iraq for the interests of the United States, for the interest of the free world. That's what's at stake. Godspeed.
A challenging job? Well, it's one of the most challenging jobs in the world. Who is this man who will likely hold such an important position? And why is it that President Bush wants him for the job? Joining us to talk about John Negroponte is Michael Nacht. He's dean of the Goldman School of Public Policy at the University of California at Berkeley. Professor Nacht, welcome. And can we talk a little bit about John Negroponte's career? He's currently the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. That's a very important post. Why is it that Mr. Bush would want him to leave the U.N. and go to Iraq?
Negroponte has the right kind of style and also has had this recent experience working with the UN on Iraq. I noticed that in Colin Powell's own biography, he cited Negroponte. Powell said of Negroponte that he has the management style I like, toughness applied in an easygoing manner.
The Bush administration has been at odds with the UN on a number of occasions over the last 3 years, specifically on Iraq. Here's John Negroponte making a point about what he says is the vital role of the UN in now rebuilding Iraq. This was at the hearing.
The prospect of legitimacy that the United Nations can bring to the process of political reconciliation is a point of crucial interest in both the region and the broader international community. With an expanded United Nations role in the political arena, I believe that it will be easier to generate the international support that the successful rehabilitation of Iraq requires.
So are his relations at the UN good enough? Is his relationship with the Secretary General, Kofi Annan, good enough that he's going to be able to really enlist the UN's enthusiastic help in what's going to happen in Iraq?
I'd say it's a little hard to know. He had a number of testy moments with UN officials and other ambassadors during the whole run-up to the Iraq war and with Kofi Annan. On the other hand, he established, I think, a decent rapport, especially during this post-war period. And, of course, he faces new daunting challenges. He has to, first of all, coordinate the role of the diplomatic presence there, which will be 1,000 strong, the largest U.S. embassy in the world, with the military presence, 135,000 combat troops and associated personnel.
From what you know of Ambassador Negroponte, Professor Nacht, is he the kind of person who's going to be able to do this?
Well, he has certain disadvantages. This is not an area of the world that he has really studied, that he's worked in. However, he has background in nation building and a little bit in situations, in certainly in conflict situations. He hasn't had explicit background in post-conflict situations, if that's what we can call what Iraq is. So I'd say it's a mixed record, very strong overall diplomatic record, strong interpersonal skills and the right kind of approach to things that I think fits with this administration. Whether it will click in Iraq remains to be seen.
Michael Nacht, dean of the Goldman School of Public Policy at the University of California at Berkeley. Professor Nacht, thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
Thank you.